what you actually receive today is a direct reflection of the service that you're giving back to the world.
Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started.
Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. And today, I'm going to take you on a little journey through the 6 essential steps to building and growing an influential brand with unlimited growth potential. You're going to discover how identifying your purpose, creating a solid brand strategy, and communicating with your ideal audience can transform your business. I'm going to be sharing some invaluable insights on market research, building an email list, creating your own products and services, just really a roadmap to success, and most importantly, towards a sustainable, thriving brand that stands out in a crowded online space. Now, you're going to get a lot today, but if you want to deepen what we're going to be going through today, I have to tell you about a free guide that I just created this year called the Sustainable Audience Growth Guide. It is a surprisingly simple way to build your audience without having to post on social media every single day, without having to try to figure out how to go viral, just all of the things that overwhelm us. This Sustainable Growth Guide is going to be your ticket to really streamlining your brand sustainability. If you go to juliesolomon.net/growth, you can get this free guide today. It is a must-have for anyone serious, really just about creating multiple income streams this year and doing that on the back of a solid social media presence. If you're ready to really build a social media presence and an engaged audience so you can start to earn passively, consistently, and most importantly, sustainable, this guide is for you. You're going to discover the 3 keys to break free from that stagnant growth and build a brand on a solid foundation for years to come. But with that said, go to juliesolomon.net/growth. Again, this is completely free. You get lifetime access to this guide. And another bonus for you all with this guide, it's not just a guide, but it actually comes with a video walkthrough that I created for you just to make it as easy to apply as possible. Because if you're anything like me, I need some handholding, my friends. I need a step by step by step by step by step. So you're going to be getting that video tutorial walking and talking you through each step. Again, go to juliesolomon.net/growth for the goodness. And with that, let's get in to today's episode.
I know last month we talked about mistakes that influencers can make when growing their brand. I know that we also talked about 5 steps to help you grow your audience and establish yourself as a major player in your field. And really the conversations that we've been having for the first 8 weeks of this year is to really help you create and grow your brand and your business with influence, and then also with a following that you're actually super proud of and that you're actually serving, because it really comes down to that idea of abundance, right? We're all here, we're all listening, we're all showing up to learn something because we want more of something, right? We want to create more abundance in our lives in some way, whether that's in our business, whether that's getting, new clients, whether that's growing, the brand that we have, whether that's selling more products. We want more abundance. But in order to have more abundance, you have to be of service. Abundance actually can't even exist without service. Service equals abundance. And so I think that it's really important to remember that what you're actually receiving, and you can think about this in terms of money, impact, followership, what you actually receive today is a direct reflection of the service that you're giving back to the world. What you are actually getting today in your life is a direct reflection of the service that you are currently putting out. So with this said, and this is actually a great thing, if you're someone that's thinking like, whoa, and maybe this even makes you feel uncomfortable, right? Maybe you're someone, and I've even felt this way, that you're like, hold up, like, I do a lot in this world. Like, I give back. I'm a mom. I have a business. I have employees, or, I'm showing up every day. I'm working hard. It can kind of give you this little bit of a visceral reaction, right? Like, you're telling me that the reason why I'm not making more money or the reason why I'm not growing is because I'm not serving as much as I should be. And my answer to that question is yes. And this is a really good position to be in, because we can actually control how much we show up and serve. And it's not always about doing more, but it's about serving your community and what you're meant to do on this world in a way that actually changes lives and gets people, places, and things the results that they're looking for in life, thus growing the abundance. All right. So how we're going to walk through that today is I'm going to give you a step-by-step roadmap to building and growing a brand that is going to give you that potential for unlimited growth.
It's a new year, which means it's a new opportunity for growth. And that is why I am so excited to share with you my brand new free sustainable audience growth guide. Just go to juliesolomon.net/growth to get the details and to get your guide. This guide is the surprisingly simple way for you to build your audience this year. And guess what? You get to do it without having to post on social media every single day. Yes, my friends, if you feel like you are giving your all to building your audience, yet that follower number and that engagement are stuck in quicksand, this is the guide for you. It's time to stop wondering how to build an audience and brand that translates into a scalable business and embrace a new way that increases engagement, gives you a clear path to success, and simplifies your growth strategy. The free sustainable audience growth guide teaches you a powerful and efficient way to think differently about audience growth this year so that you work smarter and not harder while building your brand and bottom line. This is a must-have for anyone serious about creating multiple income streams on the back of a solid social media presence this year. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/growth and put your name and your email in there, and I will send you the guide immediately. And as a little bonus for you, with this guide, you are also going to be receiving a free video tutorial of me walking and talking you through each step outlined in the guide. Because my friends, if you are anything like me, I need a little handholding. I need the step by step by step by step. So I'm not only giving you a guide here, but I am giving you a free video tutorial for you to walk through. And you get lifetime access to this, my friends. This guide and this video is yours to keep forever. Just go to juliesolomon.net/growth to get your hands on the guide.
Always, you can go back and review the previous episodes that we've done. I would say that if you haven't started at the beginning of this year, you should start after you listen to this episode and follow us along, because the episodes that I have been doing lately do kind of build upon each other, right? So, and I also want you to remember with that said, that if you're someone who's just starting out, right, but you have this calling, you feel called to create a powerful brand, to make money doing what you love, and to have the potential for the infinite growth, I want you to know that this is for you. You know, there are hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs and influencers and bloggers out there already making their brand this full-time thing, right? And the market is always expanding. So I don't want you to feel like it's too oversaturated or there's no room for you or for your brand to succeed, because the possibilities are only expanding as the number of active people continue to use the internet daily, right? Or continue to become consumers daily, right? Continue to want to be served and want their life changed daily. With that said, this goes beyond a follower number. This is really about laying your core influential foundations. And that is precisely what I'm going to walk you through today. And I want you to remember that these foundations, there's a difference between growing a sustainable, thriving business and struggling for years without results because you're focusing on the wrong things, or you're trying to build the skyscraper without the foundation to hold it up, right? And that's why I'm such a massive believer in a blueprint that, you know, so many people come to me and they're like, Julie, I want to create a business, or I want to work with brands. I want to monetize, but I've been trying to do it and I can't figure out how to do it. So clearly it doesn't work. And it's like, well, is that true that it doesn't work? Because we see people doing it online every day. So is it that it doesn't work, or is it that you don't have the right blueprint to actually make it work? Right? It's kind of like if you wanted to build a car, like, right? Like you're like, I'm going to build a car, or I'm going to build a house, but you don't have a blueprint. Like, would you actually know how to build a house? I wouldn't. I wouldn't even know how to build a house with a blueprint, but having the blueprint is going to give me the foundation that I need to actually make it happen, right? It would be like a contractor trying to build a house without having the architectural plans, right? It would be like Ford or General Motors trying to build a car without having the blueprint. So building a business is no different. Building a brand is no different. Figuring out how to create content that is marketable, that people actually want to consume, is no different. And the most important piece of this is setting the foundations in place. And it's setting up these foundations that's actually what sets you apart. It's really what makes the difference between having people who follow you for a season, or maybe they buy like a few things from you or one thing from you, versus someone who becomes a customer for life. Right. And these are what I call faithful followers, faithful prospects, people who like they're in it with you. They've built the know, like, and trust. They're not going to go away. They care deeply about you and about your work. They believe in it. They are going to be a part of your community and actually pay you for the services that you bring out into the world. Right. And I talk a lot about this. And if you're someone who's like, this all sounds good, but that blueprint that you were talking about, I don't have it. I need it. As we get into this, and this is a problem that I see with a lot of people in my community, you know, you who listen to this podcast, my coaching students, when they first come to me, is that I see way too many people caring about the things that actually do not matter and that actually don't move the needle, right? They're caring too much about their likes. They're caring too much about what their logo should look like. They're caring too much about what color their website should be. They're caring too much about, well, do I have this be my blog title or do I have this be my blog title? What should I title this email? How long should this email be? They get so lost in the finite details that they end up not making any kind of decision at all. They don't take action because they get so lost in this stuff that actually ends up revealing itself to you the more that you just take action, right? You don't know what your logo should be. Make it up, pick something, put it out there. You're going to know very soon if it connects or not to you and to your prospects. You don't know what to write? Write something, throw it up. That's how you learn, right? That's how we learn. We learn by taking action. And so what a lot of people are missing when they come to me for support is that they're missing that depth of action and that depth of committing to testing something out in order to actually start seeing the changes in the growth that they want. And so that's why I'm so passionate about that foundation piece over a follower number or over the perfection or over having to have something look and feel a certain way, because I've seen firsthand what a huge impact that the foundation can make on building a sustainable, profitable business that actually has the legs for lifetime scalability and success. And I remember when I first started my whole thing as a blogger and as an influencer and doing affiliate marketing, like I was doing all of the stuff too, right? I was like trying to monetize and I was doing what everybody else was doing. And, you know, I saw more subscribers than followers at first. And then that went away and I was just kind of all over the place, right? And it's because I didn't have a foundation in place. And it was when I actually started to put a foundation in place that I started to see the changes and the growth that I wanted, right? And I'm also a firm believer, just through my own experience, you don't need a ton of followers or a ton of customers to even start to see what foundationally works for you. You could have 100. 100 is really all that you need from a data perspective to get all the information that you need to make choices and take action on those choices. Because when you have 100 customers or 100 followers or 100 prospects, you're able to cultivate a tribe. You're able to get them excited and get on board and share your ideas and your work and buy from you, right? They'll be eager to support you and buy from you. When you've got 100 people that are on board, you're able to create more impact and you're able to start to survey and actually get responses that help you make decisions based off of what your prospect wants from you. It really is simple. As they ask and you answer. If you don't know what kind of content to create, you should be listening to what people are asking you for. If you have no one that's following you, well, think back in your life. What do people typically ask you for? In your like group of friends, right? We all have a group of friends and there's always like that one friend that it's like, when I want skincare tips, I go to this person. When I want to learn how to eat healthier, I go to this person. When I want relationship advice, I go to this person, right? When I want to be entertained and to laugh, I go to this person, right? We all have those people in our lives. So who are you for those people? Because that's usually what the secret sauce is. That's the thing that you have to think about. What do people typically come for you for? And if you already have customers and followers, at least 100 of them or more, you're going to be able to figure this out more. Because if you pay attention, they're going to be asking you for things, and all you have to do is answer. And if they're not asking you for things, then you need to ask them to ask you for things. What is it that you want? How can I support you? These are my strengths. Do you need support and help in these arenas, right? With that said, here's how you can do exactly that and experience all the benefits that come from doing this work and doing it pretty simply and quickly, okay? So step one, identify your purpose. This comes down to your deeper why. And believe it or not, this is also the key to creating content that feels aligned, that is never spammy, that is easy to create, and that actually adheres to running a business that feels really good, even on the challenging days. And this is what's going to bring the abundance in, because this is where service is rooted in, is the purpose. When you get clear on your why and your purpose, it's like you're a lighthouse radiating to all of those lost ships at sea. And you're going to attract those who are seeking the direction and the help in you so they can find their way to safe harbor. So knowing your why, it helps you become that person for other people. And it also helps you overcome any of that internal BS that comes up as you start to build your vision out. Because it can be scary. It can feel intimidating. It can be insecure. We have these ideas and we're super excited about the vision, but there's always this little thing in us that's like, is this thing actually going to work? You know, and we're afraid to share it with people because we don't want to share it and then like poo-poo on our vision parade, right? It's like, don't mess with the vision. I just want to have the vision. And so when you start to feel like a fraud or you're not enough or any of that, your why is what's going to keep you going. And I did an episode on your purpose and your why. So it's actually two episodes. It's one from October 14th, and it's called My Biggest Business Mistake This Year and How I Fixed It. And then the one after that, which is the three-step method that made me $100,000 in 3 months. I talk a lot about purpose and why in those two episodes. If you haven't listened to those two episodes, you will absolutely want to do that this week. All right. Those two episodes, make sure you find them. They're in there. I believe it's episode 183 and 182. Dive into those. If you don't know your purpose and your why, that's going to help you tremendously. So when you know your why and you create from there, everything else is going to start flowing to you and through you, and the people that you're meant to serve are going to start showing up. All right. Now, step two, you got to have a solid brand strategy. And I don't mean just a logo and colors and what your Instagram feed looks like. It goes way beyond that. It's about knowing who you're speaking to, why you're speaking to them, what is your service, and then what is the value that you are actually bringing to the market and to the landscape in which you're in? It's about knowing your value and your vision for the future of your business, the vision that is truly the driver for your content and the driver for the services and the products that you create for your prospects. Okay. And let's face it, as I mentioned before, without a game plan, you're just going to be throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks. You got to get clear on that. You need to start learning how to communicate to attract your ideal prospect, right? So once you get clear on your strategy and you start narrowing in on your market and how you speak to them directly, you want to create an avatar for the person that you are serving, right? Your ideal prospect. And you want to get really specific in who you're talking to. And what and why you're talking to them and how you serve them and how you support them. Because the more specific you can be, the more that you're going to attract your prospect and most importantly, repel those who do not need to be in your community. And I think that this is the biggest challenge that people have. They're so afraid to niche down and narrow down an audience because they're afraid that they're going to lose something, that by repelling an audience, they're going to be missing out or they're going to be losing or they're going to be actually decreasing their impact and their potential when it's actually the complete opposite. The more that you can repel the people that you're not meant to serve, because at the end of the day, guys, we're not meant to serve everybody. We're just not. There's like 8 billion people on this planet, right? There's plenty enough to go around. Okay. So you got to get yourself out of the scarcity mindset. You got to really figure out who it is that you're meant to serve, and you need to start serving them well and serving them every single day. And if somebody that you're not meant to serve is like hanging out, you need to get them out of the way so they can go and find the person that is really meant to serve them. You're only going to be doing yourself and them a disservice by feeling like you have to like talk to everybody. And that's where you just get so burnt out and so exhausted. It's not worth it. All right. So really focus in on attracting and getting specific with who you are meant to serve. That's going to mean more sales and engagement with you, for you, with less exhaustion, right? And it's also about remembering that you want to be known and seen as an authority in your field, right? And the way that I like to think about this is like market equity, okay? So what I mean by that is that you gotta have ownership in the market that you're in or that you're going into. And the best way to do this is you think about, if I say ketchup, right? I'm immediately thinking, when I hear the word ketchup, I immediately think of Heinz, right? Because to me, Heinz has the market equity over ketchup. Kleenex. Like, I don't even know what that thing is called other than Kleenex, but Kleenex is not, it's tissue, but Kleenex has the market equity over tissue, right? When I think of detergent, Tide, right? Tide has the market equity over detergent. So what is that one word for you? And I would say that we could even look at my own business and brand. I think a lot of times in our community, when people hear the word influence or influencer, they think of Julie Solomon. That's not by accident. I wanted to have market equity in my field. I wanted, when people heard a word, they identified me with that word. And not only the word, but it's the feeling, the thought, the curiosity, the potential of what that word means to that person. Okay? So start thinking about that. What is that word for you? If there was one word that you could stake claim, that you could stake equity over in your market, what would it be? What do you want to be known as? What do you want to be known for? The go-to person for what? Right? Answer that question. It'll help you. It can be your guide. Step four, you got to start giving your community a place to go and congregate. And the easiest and first way I think to do this is to start building an email list. Okay. Because it's not about Instagram. That's not, you can hang out there. That's a good marketing tool, but that's not your home, right? Like, that's just like, that's like a restaurant that you go to for cocktail hour. Like, you need to create a home base for your community where they can go to. And I think the best way to do that is an email list, right? You need to be able to have something that you own that you can directly sell and serve your prospects to. And people's inboxes, they are prime real estate, right? Being able to get access to someone's inbox is such a huge deal, because that person raised their hand and said, hey, I want you in my inbox. I'm going to subscribe to your email list because I want to get information from you. I want to be sold by you. I want you to email me, right? And a lot of times I think people get worried about bothering somebody or cluttering up their inbox, but you have to remember, when you're sharing something of value, when you are their solution provider, it's not a bother. It is your job to take up space and to lead your community. You got to create your own products and services, right? And this is for a lot of you who may be in the content creation space, but you haven't gotten into, like, you may sell things for other people. Maybe you do a lot of affiliate marketing, or maybe you do a lot of brand deals, but you don't actually have something that is yours that you actually sell. And so even though affiliate marketing and sponsorships and collaborations are two awesome ways to make money, I don't believe that they should be the only way that you are making money. I'm a huge believer in diversifying your income. And if you really want to see your income skyrocket and really want to be here 3, 5, 10 years from now, then it is vital that you create your own products and services. And this doesn't have to be something massively involved. It could be, you know, anything from an ebook to presets to a membership to coaching to whatever it is that your prospect is asking for from you, right? They ask, you answer. You can start small and you can grow from here. Okay. And this is why I love this so much. When you create your own products and services, you're creating long-term value in your business that you actually own, right? The money that you make is not contingent on a brand doing a deal with you or you selling stuff through affiliate marketing, right? Again, those are two great things to do. I'm not saying to stop, do them or don't do them, but you got to think bigger picture here. And then you're diversifying your income streams. So you can receive money from multiple places at once. Who wouldn't want that? And you're giving your prospects even more to like, know, and trust from you, right? They're actually buying you at that point and something that you've created, not something that you're selling of somebody else's, okay? The cons to creating your own products and services? Well, there really is none. I don't think. Like, there's none at all, right? Because this is how you become an actual business yourself. This is how your brand actually becomes monetizable, because you're actually selling something that you own. Now, step six, once you have done all of the above, steps 1 through 5, then you're really ready to focus even more on that additional growth. So this is all about growing and scaling the business. And this can mean that you may need some additional support in your business, right? You may need some team members to help you in areas that you're not an expertise in, or that you find very time consuming. Like 9 times out of 10, everyone's like, wow, I didn't really realize how much I needed help, and actually how easier it was than I thought. I thought that by hiring someone, it just felt so overwhelming and it was going to be so expensive and yada, 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 but it's really not. And it's actually going to not only save you so much time, but it's going to make you a lot more money by investing in that. So you'll want to know how to review the back-end operations of your business to make sure that you're taking care of everything in the way that you need to. And then you go from there. So that's your homework. Like, you got to figure out how to do that. You know, whether you figure it out yourself or you work with someone like me, you got to figure that out. So I know that there's a few roadblocks and obstacles that can happen, right? Because that's a lot of steps. And if you feel like, okay, that's a lot, I don't even know where to begin, don't worry. I get you. Like I've said before, this is not an overnight thing. It does take commitment and dedication and passion in order to do this, but it's worth it. And so are you. So first, I would love for you just to take time today to write down exactly where you want to see growth happening in your business and brand in the next 30 days. Just what do you want? All the things that you think you need help with, all the things that you want. Now, it doesn't mean that you achieve all this in 30 days, and it's not all the passions that you have in your life. Just realistically, what are maybe 3 to 5 things that you want to see movement and growth happening on in the next 30 days? Okay. Then you have to be able to put action behind these goals and these thoughts. That's the first step. So maybe it's an income goal. Maybe it's a creative goal. Maybe it's a career goal. Maybe it's a team building goal. Maybe it's a time efficiency goal, but you got to figure out what that is for you. And it has to be specific. Okay. Your goal has to be specific. You have to be able to measure it, meaning that you identify exactly what it is that you will see, feel, and hear when you reach your goal. It has to have a time limit. That's why I gave you 30 days. And you have to write it down, and it has to be yours. It can't be your husband's or your mom's or your sister's. It's got to be your goal.
There you have it, my friends. I hope that today's episode was insightful for you. I hope that you took a lot of notes. I hope that you learned a thing or two on your path to brand growth and sustainability. And again, if you are someone who is wanting that step by step by step, who wants the guidance, who wants me to walk this through with you a little bit deeper, just head on over to juliesolomon.net/growth to grab your free guide. It is only going to be available for just a little bit longer, I think just for a few more days. So don't miss out on this free guide. Again, you get lifetime access to it and is your roadmap to sustainable audience growth this year. I cannot wait to see how this guide helps you. juliesolomon.net/growth. And with that, my friends, I will see you next week. Same time, same place. If you like today's episode, make sure to let me know your biggest takeaway. Just slide into my DMs and let me know how today's episode served you. And I will be serving up more for you as we go along.
As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.